Don't look under the internet.
Things were great for like intros.
I really wanted to start the episode on South 32 guys gooning session.
Yeah, just bring that right back. Let's
talk about that.
Just pretend like we never talked about it.
Yeah. Oh shit.
South 32 guys.
Yeah. I'm more of a North 23 man myself.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Actually, I think he killed it.
The North Face.
Even more porn. Even more nudity.
Even more sexaholism.
Sexualism.
Welcome,
who's
everybody.
My video.
Not welcome yet.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
You're not recording it, Mike?
No, I never record my video. I can't. Remember?
We went over this. Right. That's
how we end up with glitches in Mike's video, and then people leave comments about it on YouTube. And then join the Discord to ask about it.
Just straight join the Discord to ask about it.
You know,
it's a recruiting tool.
We get the occasional comment about potato quality camera me. The people yearn for it. They miss potato quality mic. Maybe I should bring back the old shitty
potato
laptop.
Mic.
Well, what we're seeing right now is not great. I'll tell you that.
So it's well, you know what?
This is more turnip or parsnip me. Than anything. It's not quite potato.
No, this is more of a...
It's like potato adjacent.
This is more
you know
of
what else is recorded with a potato quality camera?
I love that you just steamrolled over everything that was about to happen there. What else was recorded on a potato quality camera, Matt?
No, wait. Not the topic. No,
ask me that later. After housekeeping.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Damn it.
To Don't Look Under the Internet, an internet horror comedy podcast starring yours truly, Jason.
Hello.
Wouldn't that have been the fastest dive into a topic ever?
And I was gonna be so proud of us, not even breaking the 2 minute mark. We're already talking about it, but nope. Anyway, I'm Jason. Hi.
That's Moot.
Hello.
That's Doug.
No.
Not today.
Not that's Doug.
Not true. You've got your
facts. That's Doug.
On straight.
Hello. That's Doug.
Oh shit, he's broken again.
That's Doug.
Someone kick his foot. Get the needle unstuck.
Welcome.
Turn me off and back on again quick.
Quick, just give it a few slaps.
And I'm Salami Headstone.
What?
I'm trying to think of game show host names.
Salami Headstone came up. I thought that was a wrestling name.
Your brother.
It was pretty.
You and me.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I thought that
you
was your
hell
porn
in the cell
name.
With Salami Headstone.
Salami Headstone, Mike.
It's definitely a porn name, not a wrestler.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know,
okay,
wrestling can be porn,
right? I was going to say wrestling and porn are almost the exact same thing.
They go hand in hand. The only difference is penetration. Well,
Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan.
And there's our next. That's our next contender in the WWE sounds porn like, games.
Hulk Hogan sounds like the guy at the H&R Block trying to help you with your taxes.
The Hulky Hogan.
I'm Hulk Hogan, attorney at law.
Didn't Hulk Hogan show off his Hulk Hogan on camera?
Probably.
Oh,
the thing that happened.
Yeah, no, it
is Hulk Hogan.
I remember that. Yeah. Or at least hearing about it.
Are you guys ready for some Diluti?
Clap above your head.
Oh, shit.
Not a whole lot going on.
And that's all of it.
But I'm still going to be optimistic. So we have... some things that we're not necessarily changing up, but the last couple SCPs that we've let out have been a continuous story. That's coming to a close relatively soon here. So if you want in on a really fun, really in-depth and super cool sounding SCP, get into the Patreon, get into the website membership because there's some shit there.
If you subscribe to the website, you can buy this members only Peens and Beans mug.
Yeah, diluted.com.
Hell yeah.
And you get 10% off merch. So that's always fun as well.
Always fun.
that's the housekeeping I got. It's real light, real light. It's a light spread today, but
yeah,
that's okay. That's
you know
okay.
What else we recorded with a really low quality camera.
what is Matt? It, Bartholomew?
Today's topic. and what might that be?
Except all right, the only
I'm cracking this out already.
Is Mike has his lights on in his basement, so he's not in the dark.
See, that's okay.
Wow,
Mike, I want you to take notes here on what a bird scooter is supposed to sound like.
Yes, yes.
Because yeah, that's
you can only expect so much quality out of me over the last like 2.5, almost 3 years. Okay,
the quality cannot supersede his camera quality. That's I forgot about that rule.
Okay. It's clear right now. You got a short window.
I can't go over 244p quality on jokes.
Move super erratically, real quick, and we'll be in the window. Perfect.
Did there that come
we
across
go.
Good?
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Yep.
Cheers, y'all.
We're talking about a little something something. It's called Luis is Missing, or at least that's what the internet dubbed it.
Is it what the internet dubbed it? It's what we dubbed it in the outline.
That's what the internet kind of dubbed it. It's dubbed that.
That's the best way to find it, if you type in Luis is Missing. I will say that. Mm-hmm.
Now, you might be asking yourself, didn't we kind of cover something like this already with Emily, who's Emily, or whatever it was called? Hey there, it's Emily.
Well, we're just going down the list of female names, and we're just adding is missing to the end of it and hoping that it's a topic. And turns out we're on to something.
Hi, Mary. Mm-hmm. Mary, Emily is missing. Louise is missing. You name it.
Annie 93 is typing.
Yeah. Yep.
Just take a white woman's name and stick it into a title, and you got yourself an internet horror mystery.
There you go.
They're meat probably sleep. Missing. Yeah. Yep, meat sleep. Yeah. Yes.
My favorite woman's name.
Junko Jussie or whatever it was called. What was that one?
Junko Jun Sui. Junkie Jussie.
What that Junkussie do?
Jesus Christ. Unlike all of those very internet famous topics, yes, you are correct. This one is very similar to those, but it's a bit different and it predates them just a little bit.
A lot more than a little bit. This is like
a lot of it.
Day one YouTube almost.
Yeah.
This series or whatever is old enough to drive.
Yeah. Yep. It is.
You can have sex with this YouTube channel.
Nope.
Yeah, that's true.
Not America. Not in all the states. In some of the states.
Wait,
16 years old.
Oh,
Mike.
No, it's only 16.
16! You're right. 16! 16!
Gotta wait a couple of years, Mike.
I thought it was 18 years old. My bad. I thought it was 18 years old.
No, that's why I said drive.
Okay.
And not have sex.
18 year olds can drive.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I guess you're not wrong. I guess this series could be 70 years old. I'm still not technically wrong.
All right, boys. I'm just going to do us all a favor so you don't have to get canceled. I'm just going to leave the show. I'll save you guys the trouble. How's that sound? Local pervert Mike calls YouTube
Holy
channel
shit.
Sexy.
Holy fuck. My
God. About 16 years ago, not 18, 16 years ago, like I misread, there was a YouTube channel that came up called Louise Paxton. Now, this has been dubbed online as Louise is Missing or In the Dark or just Louise fucking Paxton, you know? And again, this is 16 years old. This is back in the far distant future of the year of 2007
yep.
when YouTube was just like 2 years old. And it shows.
Oh yeah,
it definitely
shows.
Put it that way. Mm-hmm. The camera
it's bad.
Watch when we started doing video and look at my camera. It's that all the time.
It's a square. It's bad.
I think that helps it though. We'll get into that.
I agree. Mm-hmm. But there's not a huge amount of coverage on this. If you look up Luis is Missing on YouTube, you'll get a couple channels for show. Fosh.
Not many.
But it's
though.
not like people are just chatting it up nowadays. All these covered it like 3, 4, 5 years ago. We're keeping it fresh, baby. We're
like
bringing it
Amazon
back from
stores.
The dead. Yeah. Yeah. So do you guys want me to kind of start this off a bit?
Yeah. I mean, like what should we know going into this?
So you should know
to give us a good time.
You should know that it's on YouTube.
Okay.
There's a lady and they got accents.
Okay.
And hello, that's what governor. You need to know.
I mean, so what like, am I, what should I expect? When it, like,
who's in my house, isn't it, bruv? You need me home.
I mean, isn't it, bruv?
You need me home.
Give me a isn't Jaffa it? Cake, please.
A water bottle.
A water bottle. Oh,
now that we've made all of our UK listeners leave,
good fucking Brexit. I don't care.
Mike knows
Jesus
politics.
Christ.
Brexit your ass on out of here.
If I got free dental care and your teeth look like that, mate.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
I gotta shove it up your crumpet hole, son. But please, no, stay. We love you. We love England.
That's
England.
The shit they're here for.
I know. I love beans for breakfast. Yeah, no, that's great. I love you, English.
A ghoulish mortal spot, huh?
Yeah, right.
Fuck. No, I'm sorry.
This is gonna be one long beep.
Yeah, just
here,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then after
but I'm gonna leave in work. No, sorry.
And then we're gonna end and be like, so you see, we do love you, ghoulish mortals, or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Don't forget to mention us.
This series is about, what would you say, maybe like 30 to 40 videos long?
It's 37, I think. 37 or 38. Just under 40.
They're all relatively short. You have a couple here and there that are sprinkled in that are about 6.5 minutes.
Minimum
but
is
other
1 second.
That,
maximum
I think it's
is 8 minutes.
An hour and a half to watch it all.
It's about an hour 45 to watch everything. Yeah. It's like a feature-length film.
Yeah.
Weird, right?
Weird.
So we'll get to that later, too. But, yeah, honestly, you can knock it out in a day if you have some fun time. And
you have some fun time.
It's a slow burn.
You have some fun time.
Yeah,
it's a slow burn. I'll tell you that.
Mike, is that what you call like your off time?
He's
you're like, yo, I get some fun time now.
He is desperately trying to move on.
So, this is my fun time. Real quick, this is my fun time. Today, I woke up at 4 in the morning. I woke up at 4 in the morning today, and I could not fall back asleep. No, just couldn't fall back asleep because my body's just used to it now, and it pisses me off.
Same.
And
I get you.
So, I had to get up for work at 5:30. So, I got up at 5:30 and went to work. The nice thing is, I worked 52 hours last week. So, I was able to cut out a little bit early today to offset the hours I worked so much last week. So instead of working from 6:30 to 4 today, I worked until 1 and I got the fuck out of Dodge. And here is how my fun time went. I napped until 5 o'clock.
Hell yeah, man.
And it felt weird. I woke up. My house was dark because I didn't turn any lights on. And I was like, where am I?
Dude, waking up from those like middle of the day naps is always horrifying because you're just like, who am I? Where am I?
Yeah. What year is it?
Yeah.
Did you like immediately check the Facebook chat to see if you missed the podcast?
I checked my phone to see if I missed anything in general. Yeah. And no, I didn't miss anything because no one talks to me anymore. So it worked out well.
Zero notifications.
Hell yeah. Just like every day.
Yep. But that's my fun time is napping now.
Okay.
It's great.
Yeah. I'm on board with you there.
This lady has a different representation of what fun time is.
Yeah.
And what goes on in her homestead. So. It's a slow burn. It starts off.
Why the fuck do we care about Louise and why do we care that she's missing?
Because it gets, I would say, pretty decent once it starts going. Like the ball takes a minute to get rolling on this whole mystery. But once it does, it's pretty decent. I will say it was a little spooky at times.
Yes.
So if you guys are cool with it, I'm just going to kind of start where all stories start. The beginning.
Fade in.
Yeah.
Exterior.
Penis is too hot.
British
penis
lady.
Way too hot.
I don't know how long it was there, but on my calendar, we lifted up these like pictures we have on our calendar. We have these old like photo booth photos, and someone wrote very small, "My penis is hot" underneath all my pictures.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it was there for because you boys have not been in my house for a while. And
months.
Yeah, so that was an interesting find.
You're welcome.
So I'm gonna skip a bunch of the boring stuff. I'm gonna clump almost all of my shit together into one little bit.
I was gonna say
because I'm not gonna lie.
Make it
I'm not gonna lie. My shit is useless and boring except for maybe like three things.
Okay.
But So it starts off, I have the first 10 videos and they go as followed. Oh, really? You're going to embarrass me like that in front of all of our peers? Who was that? I wasn't looking at the camera. Who did that? Who made that noise? Was it Moot? He's awfully still.
No, he froze. He's frozen.
What? I cut out for a second.
So the videos that I'm going to lump together are called Leaving Norwich, My New Flat, Mr. Scooby-Doo, Sorry Hells, Boys and Love and Me, Funny Cat, Thinking About Granny, My New Steppa, Not Impressed, and the last one I'm going to do separate. But those ones are all going to clump together. Are you ready? Here we go.
Yeah, let's
So, British lady moves to South London and from Norwich.
Yeah.
However you say it. And
Norwich.
She gets a new flat night and
a new flatmate.
Yes. It's like a flat Stanley in your
technically
house.
Technically it's both, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. But so she gets this new house, she moves there. She mentions a couple things that she's moving there alone. She pretty much not uprooted her life, but she moved away from all her friends and family. They could still visit, but basically starting fresh.
Can I make something like super crystal fucking clear here? It's not like she's going a distance that makes like it.
She's like a train stop away.
Literally, it's like a train stop or two. Like it's not a huge distance. And I will say the one thing that I expected was her to be further, I guess, than what they put her at. But I don't know. That's just me being nitpicky, I think.
Yeah.
Well, so actually, I think this is like a cultural thing because I have heard from just like talking to people in Europe on the internet and people who know people that like in America, if your family lives like an hour away, that's like pretty close, right? You just go see them.
Super close. Oh, yes. Yeah.
If your family lives like an hour away in Europe, it's like my family kind of lives out of town and we like see each other once a year. Like, I think it's more of a cultural thing.
It
in
is.
America, you're just used to everything being super fucking far apart because it's huge.
It's a huge.
It's similar.
Yeah, that's true. I forget that
Florida
US is like
Florida
the
is the
of
same
Europe.
Way.
Yeah.
Florida is the same way. In Florida, everything that you need is within like a 15-minute driving period. If it's outside of that 15 minutes, you're practically a nobody to that person. You do not get visits. You don't exist. Yeah. Which is, I think, how everywhere should be. Not the not existing, but everything you need within 15 minutes.
Enough to my life to be within 15 minutes of me at all times.
Fuck you.
No,
just go fuck yourself.
I don't mean that, but I mean like everything you need should be within like 15 minutes of you. That sounds wonderful.
That sounds great.
But
don't ever live
together,
in Alaska.
So. Nope, never. Juno, not even spelled right. So so she moves to South London, and she's making these vlogs for, she calls them her mentalists, which are like her following, her friends, things like that. So she'll reference them in her blogs that she's making. And she basically, for these first 10 episodes or videos, she's giving us kind of like a small tour of the house. She's showing her her new apartment. She's showing us her Scooby-Doo soap dispenser that she loves so much. She starts talking about one of a couple of the reasons she moved out here. She addresses that she was with this person, Joel. They're together for 2 years. They split. She makes it a point of interest to say that is not the reason she moved. She still, you know, cares for this person, but, you know, a fresh start is always nice. And, but that wasn't like a main reason for leaving.
She did say she wanted to put some distance between them.
Yeah. Yeah. She also mentions in another video, Thinking of Granny, how her grandmother passed. She was the only granddaughter of this grandmother. So she left her a fat ass wad of cash.
Thinking about
that
gills.
Is how she... Yeah. And with that big sum of money that she got from her grandma, she used it to and as a deposit for this new house that she has.
Did not
and
think
she
you
starts,
were gonna say sum of money, but continue.
A big sum of some money. And Yeah, she's like, oh, it feels wrong because, like, you work your whole life, you get all this money, and then you die, and then someone else gets your cash. It's like, well, that's why you spend it before you die, baby. You spend your money. Don't leave it for the next gen. Get that shit out of here. Buy yourself that yacht. You're 89 years old. You won't be on it. Who the fuck cares? But the rest of the shit, it's just fucking filler. That's really the only key bits that I would say matter. She shows us her new exercise equipment. She shows us her cat. It's just these weird little quirks. It's world building, I guess.
You're not even going to talk
it's
about
because it's because it's real, Mike, and this is her vlog.
Right. It, like, she's trying to find an audience.
I get
you're
that.
Not
even
talk
I really
about Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
No,
that's
I don't
the most important part.
Oh, she's got. I already What's said she has Scooby a soap dispenser. Scooby Doo.
Yeah, and that's not nearly enough time to spend on Scooby Doo, as you put it.
You're right.
So
I need at least two videos about Scooby Doo.
We're gonna solve that
but,
mystery.
So yeah, we're kind of learning about this lady's life, which it's super boring. But keep in context that this is 2007 on YouTube.
It was super boring,
and this was super. This is the shit that was on there at the time. Yeah.
If you read the comments, and it's then, fucking hilarious. Like,
oh god, yeah.
Half the comments aren't even people really like responding to like what's going on in the videos. It's just like, I want to meet you, pretty lady. Like, come be my friend.
Call
like,
me and let's be friends.
You are bootyful. You want sex and bagging?
Show bombs.
Show bombs. The shit I watched on YouTube in 2007 literally was just that. It was just like people's lives.
Yeah.
Like, I was literally just subscribed to people who would just like film just like normal everyday shit.
Vlogs.
Yeah, watch it.
It's because it wasn't stuff you were doing.
I still watch vlogs to this day.
Clearly.
I watch
but now it's different. Vlog. They're like, hey, look, my life is interesting, and this is well edited, and I'm Casey Neistat, and my fucking electric skateboard.
That's sad.
I watch Tomska's. That's really about it.
Most of the streams that we watch now are just full of like gadgets or like gimmicks or some sort. Back in 2007, it was all just like, this is just...
It was...
unadulterated life that isn't yours. Like that was the only appeal. Like
100%.
Yep.
We got to see
now
other
for my last. now all these videos get like they have like 26,000 views, 30,000 views, 25,000 views sprinkled in here and there. And my next video has 294,000 views.
Yeah.
And you're probably like, wow, what a jump up, Michael. That's at least 10 times. And I'm like, I know. Why can't I get that kind of numbers?
Why are we pulling this shit?
Yeah. Right.
And here's why. The video is titled Stalker Video 1, and it is Luis basically going to her camera, and she's like, yo, the last two nights, around 1 o'clock, some motherfucker stands right outside. It was the back door? I couldn't really tell.
It was her bedroom window.
It was the bedroom window.
Oh, yeah, bedroom window.
And she's like, oh, yeah, this person hangs out outside my bedroom window. I call the cops.
I don't think so. I think it's the front door.
Oh, no. Yep. You're right. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's the front door.
No, you are right. You're right. Yep.
But when she first notices this person, they're just standing at the front door.
Yep.
Yeah. So she's like, they stand at the front door. I call the cops, and the cops are like, oh, I mean, unless they're like an immediate threat, we can't help you. Which even American cops would suck. Aren't gonna be like that because like
they're not
they actually will probably tell you to fuck off
or they'll come shoot
I don't
no
think
no
so.
American cops will come shoot you themselves
like yeah I actually I,
that's
I'm,
what they'll do.
Is he an immediate
I would actually
threat?
Put
no,
money
I
on
am.
It that they would not come help you but the thing is if you're gonna call the cops and be like hey someone's outside of my window I would play it up even if they're not breaking in. I'd be like, they're trying to fucking break in. And then the cops
He's
would
sucking
come.
My dick.
But if you're like
90% sure, if you call the cops and you say a strange person is standing at your front door looking in the windows, they're going to send somebody.
Yeah, I agree.
All you got to say is, hey, I think I heard my neighbor talking about aborting a baby. And literally every available unit will show up to your house. That's all you got to do.
There's a bomb. On my porch, I guess.
There's a guy in my window with fentanyl. Help! And they will stay away.
Okay. Yeah, they won't even come close. Yeah.
They'll drive by and toss some Narcan.
Good luck. They'll break your window. Toss Narcan in it.
Oh man,
I'm safe. But yeah, so she references how this person has been outside her door for the past two nights around 1 o'clock.
That's strange.
There we go. There we go. That is videos 1 through 10.
Yep, that's all of them. That is 1 through 10.
only one video has anything of relevance, in my opinion. I mean, it's good to get to know who this person is.
And it's again, the Scooby-Doo video where they show you how it works.
This is her vlog, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you get an idea of what YouTube was like back in the day and what this vlog is doing and how this just took a fucking down spiral.
Why don't
Because it immediately goes from like, check out Scooby-Doo to this is stalker video one. Just one. So you can,
number one.
If it's labeled one, you know there's going to be more.
Yeah. And, I never got that lucky to fucking find shit like this when I was, you know, in the infancy of YouTube with everyone. Like, why didn't I find the stock?
Not a lot of people did, which is why there's a ton of people in the comments on these videos being like, holy fucking shit.
Yep.
What the fuck is happening?
There's a lot of that.
But yeah, we do get stalker video two pretty much immediately. Right after stalker video one. And so in stalker video two, the stalker person shows up again and he's like, he is standing at the front door and you can see his shadow through the window on the front door, and he's like got his head cocked to the side and is super creepy looking. And so she tries to pull out her cell phone and call the cops, but conveniently her phone dies. And so she's like completely freaking out. And like basically the rest of the video is just her like hyperventilating into the camera microphone.
Yeah.
And
ASMR. I don't, I know like, this is like, I know this is like 2007. But even I still had a house phone in 2007.
Hell yeah, we're getting slideshow mic.
This is so great.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just
yeah.
Potato mic.
I think he's sharing his PowerPoint is what he's doing right now. Mm-hmm.
It's what I do.
Sorry, Mike.
What were you saying, Mike?
I said, even I had a house phone in 2007. Where's her house phone?
Yeah. She has one. She mentions it in one of the videos. She's like, hey, I can't get a hold of you. Ring me on my landline.
Which,
and yet she didn't use it.
And yet she's like paralyzed a dated by sentence. Fear. There's literally a person standing on the other side. It's like
this
3 o'clock
day three.
In the morning.
Well, it's like
out.
It's like when you see a spider. Like, once you see a spider, you don't want to take your eyes off of it because as soon as you're not looking at it and it goes away, now you don't know where it is and now you don't know where to be afraid.
So you call the police.
The passage of time is weird here. It'll get worse later. Anyway, the guy at the front door knocks on the front door and she's like, he can see me. But then she says, I can't see his face. And then she actually goes up to the front door and like works up the nuts to like hold a knife up to the door and open it. And when she does, there's just nobody there. And she like walks around a bit and then goes back inside.
It's creepy because like you like see the figure all the way to what she opened the door. And as she opens the door, it like you see it's it like wash away. It's pretty creepy.
It's very, I don't know how to explain that.
2007, ladies and gentlemen. They've done it. They've
How
done
did
it.
You do that?
They've done it. Jurassic Park. So, video 12 is titled All Quiet Now. And this is where she explains more that she can't take the video to the police because she says it's just a shadow and there's like not any actual evidence of anybody doing anything wrong or like any evidence of who this person is. And she's decided that it's just someone like playing a prank on her, which...
It's just a prank, bro.
I still feel like the cops would be like, okay, maybe we should send somebody out. There's like, you actually have recorded footage of a person standing at your door at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I digress.
Hey, an intimate threat, mate. I'll send a bobby.
Does he have a gun?
Get a paddy wagon, mate. We'll send a bobby out your way.
Does he have a gun? Maybe. Well, I don't, so fuck off.
Grab yourself a knife and get in the bathroom.
Yeah. Anyway, she says she got some creepy comments on the last video that she didn't appreciate, and then she explains that her friend Lizzie left for Cardiff for the week. And then, like, while she's explaining that, the video goes into this, like, super slow motion, and then, like, goes black, and then it snaps back, and the video ends. So
snap back to reality. Oh,
there goes Luis. Mom's spaghetti. Video 13 is called Finders Keepers. And Luis, she shows off this old coin that she says that she found on the floor at the foot of her bed. And it's a Victorian penny. And it says 1900 on it. And so that's pretty much the whole video. Does have a date in the title. This was May 1st, 2007.
It's a red flag.
It is a red flag. Mm. Old coins, bad news.
Old coins.
Just like old rings.
Old coins, old rings.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah. Thanks for taking that out of my house.
Yeah, anytime, man. Now I have weird feelings in my house.
Video 14 is weird cold spot in my bedroom. And this video is her explaining that the two sides of her beds, like the air on the two sides of her bed is different temperatures. And she pulls out a thermometer and she like walks to one side of the bed and she's like, look, it's 9 degrees. And then she goes to the other side of the bed and she's like, look, it's 21 degrees over here. And
remember, they're stupid and they're in Celsius.
Yeah, in cheeseburger units, that's 48 Fahrenheit and 69
Fahrenheit. Which is actually cheeseburger
like a,
units?
That's a huge difference. Cheeseburger units. That's a huge difference. 20 degrees, yo.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. I like sleeping in layers, so that sounds great. I'd be honestly, everyone in like ghost,
great.
In like ghost movies, they're like, oh, it's so cold. I'd be like, oh god, yes, it's so cold. Let me put another blanket on.
Yeah.
Oh, why am I being haunted the time?
If I didn't think I'd kill my roommates, I would put the fucking AC below 50 degrees.
Oh, dude, yeah. Whenever
it would probably freeze. Like the,
good,
probably good. It'll never work again.
I don't give a shit. It's almost winter,
and then I'll be.
I
fine.
Would crack a window in winter if I could.
Oh yeah, 100%. I do that.
That's how you get fucking.
I like it chilly when I sleep. 48 is too much, man.
Well, were you too cold in my place as is?
During the day, yes. Not sleeping though.
No. Yeah, during the day is different.
Yeah, Mike. Turn
the cold
hits
different when you're sleeping.
Turn
anyhow,
my fucking heat on, you bitch.
Video 15. We get some more paranormal shit or creepy shit, I guess.
Creepy
we get
shit.
Noises in the night. Video 1, May 8th, 2007.
Fade it.
Louise wakes up in the middle of the night. She's talking to the camera about a noise she just heard outside of her window.
Penis,
it's a
too
rustling
hot.
Noise. And then it happens again. So she hears this rustling noise outside of her window and she gets up in the middle of the night and she says, I think he's back. And she's like pulling the curtains back on the windows and trying to film out of the windows and see if he's there. But she never actually sees anything. But while she's holding the camera up to one of the windows, there's like this howling or a breathing noise that plays in the camera microphone. And it sounds like a really stereotypical ghost noise. It's just like,
ooh. Oh, yeah.
And then,
oh, my God.
She's like, what the fuck?
I have something to bring up later. Don't let me forget. Okay. Speaking of ghost noises, I was crying laughing.
I think I know what you're talking
yeah,
about. 100%. I think I know what you're talking about.
100%.
Because I know where that came from.
She runs over to her bedroom door, and she yanks it open, and she films the front door, and it sounds like there might be something on the other side of it. There's like a tapping noise or something. So she walks over to the window, pulls open the curtain again, and then she's filming the front step of her house, and it looks like there's nothing there, sort of. And she says there's nothing there, but then we get to video 16 called Noises in the Night, video 2, May 8th. So it's the same night, and she's going to put the tape, another tape in the camera, and go back to bed. And she sits the camera back down in the window, filming the front doorstep. And the only way that I can describe what happens at this point is that like there's something moving back and forth at the end of the video.
Yep.
And it looks kind of like a bush. It's hard to make out what it is, but it's just like this movement. So
which one? Jeb? George?
God damn
George
it.
Senior?
Oh my fucking God. It took me a second to understand what he was doing with that. And I was like, is Mike broken?
It was when he said Jeb Kyle. That I stopped listening.
Kyle.
Video 17 is staying up to catch the stalker. Video 1, May 9th, 2007. And in this, she explains that there was nothing on the tape from the night before. So this time she's decided to stay up herself and try to watch out the window and see what's going on. And it's already late that night, but she's waiting on him. And that's the whole video. Until video 18, where we get staying up to catch the stalker, video 2, which is the same night, and it's later that night, and she explains that she actually rewatched the videotape from the night before where she put the camera in the window, and she pulls the tape up on her TV and tries to show us this thing in the corner of the doorstep that's moving around that I mentioned before. So she goes to try to play it back again, and she can't find the remote for the TV, so she starts digging around under her sofa for the remote, and she ends up finding a shoe of a child. Like, it's an infant's shoe.
I own one of those.
and the ring. It's you all coming together.
You own an infant?
No, just the shoes. Just,
what happened here?
Was that an Endgame reference?
We're in the Endgame now.
It wasn't. Well. So there's a name in the shoe, and it's Amy. This was Amy's shoe, apparently. So she decides to put the camera back in the window, and it kind of looks like what was moving around before this was a plant. And she, because you can kind of see more of it now, and she films the outside for a bit, and then you hear her go, shit. And she picks the camera up and films the door to the house, and she says, it was closed before, but now it's open.
Bird Scooter. This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
Ah, piss. Fuck.
Ah.
Shit.
Oh. Crikey.
It's Australian, but that's fine.
Not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Or
so
nor.
Rag on me and not Mike's attempt earlier. So video 19.
We hold you to a higher
movement.
Standard.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Fair enough. Mike's a known quantity. Video 19 is 8 seconds long.
I don't know how to feel about that.
And it's literally just the snippet of the video. From the night that there, like the plant was moving, and you don't learn anything else from this. It's literally just like this blob of plant, like kind of making like a short half a second movement, and that's the whole thing.
It
took me forever to realize that bush or plant outside the window like was a plant. I was like,
well, there's a video later where like. They play like she plays it back in slow motion and everything, and even adds subtitles and shit, and it's still hard to figure out what's going on.
Exactly. So I have that video, but it's my brain is so fucked up. All right. So from watching all the things that we watch, like on just a normal basis, right? I didn't take into consideration that we're watching some like real ladies fucking uploads from goddamn 2007.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's not like we're just like. Covering another fucking.
Oh, it's just a fake topic that we're
right.
We're going
you know what
through.
I'm saying?
No, this
so
is
like
from 2007, like,
and she's like trying to get help from like real people, and she's like, you know, going through active vlogging in Britain, which or London or wherever the fuck she is, and it's like it's surprising to me that it, you know, like, there's nothing more that I have to look at.
Yeah.
When I'm watching the videos, right? Like, I'm like, where's the secret thing? Where's the, like, what am I seeing in the corner of the, like, you know, like,
which
where's
the hexadecimal
stuff?
I will say it's very convincing. And I mean, I think it might kind of rip
real.
The Band-Aid off to begin with. So,
yeah,
I
didn't.
Say,
it's real.
I was thinking
that as well.
I will say what I like very much about this, actually, that I think makes it more convincing that a lot of analog horrors and stuff or like found footage things that we get now don't do. Or do too much of, which is there is nothing else to look at.
Right.
Like there is no hidden like little
simplicity is key.
Real
and
life
that's what
is,
makes it feel real is because if you look deeper and there's nothing there.
Real life is boring. Real life is not a fucking ARG or a Hollywood movie. Like there are no special plot points to life. It's just life is life, and it's usually
but
pretty
this
fucking
is real.
Boring.
but that's the thing that got me, I think, is that there's so much where I like you know, I'm so conditioned to feel a certain way and to look beyond the main character when I'm watching a video, you know, that it's like, where is this fucking scary bullshit? And like,
what the fuck are you talking about, main character? This is real.
It's real. Yeah, okay, all right.
Doug, you want to talk about very real video 20?
No, I don't.
Do you want to get this out of the way first? Or do you want to give it until after you're done?
Yeah, let me finish mine.
You get through yours, and then I will take it and then do my part.
Okay.
My heavy lifting of a fucking part.
Yeah.
You talk. I'm gonna go pee.
Yeah, if I mean, Mike, you spoiled it as already.
What
but
did I?
That's,
I didn't spoil. It's real.
You were like, it's filler. You're like, but, I guess we get to know the characters. Yeah. Like you intro you didn't even fucking thing as if this was a movie review.
Yeah, you didn't even fucking like try to hide it.
Did I really?
However, yes. I'm just saying, I think the thing that makes this
know that.
Yeah, the thing that makes this actually scary is the fact that it does feel on a more real, like you feel like it's real, honestly, throughout the whole thing.
It's a fantastic
and I think it's because
film.
It's fucking so old. That they didn't have a choice, you know what I'm saying? Like there was actually no like room for them to make this any faker. Like there was no like subreddits happening for like this kind of shit. But long story short, let's jump into fucking episode 20, huh? Now that we
I will say that now that we've fucked this up, I feel even though you know that going in, which I mean I guess it should be obvious, but
yeah,
it's still
fairly
worth watching because it's really immersive. This is one of the most immersive, personally for me, I think this is one of the most immersive, like, found footage internet series things.
I feel bad
I would
now.
Say if you can.
I think I ruined this without realizing I ruined it.
Oh, yeah, no, it was, like, immediate. But yeah. I would say if you could watch, if you can find the supercuts, there's a bunch of supercuts on YouTube, and just, like, watch it as, like, a whole, it's way better.
It's a good found footage movie.
Yeah, it's for being, you know, 16 years old, it's pretty good. Like, it like actually pretty scary. Like, long story short, we'll go over more of it at the end of here. But
yeah.
All right. So let's go into episode 20. All right. All right. So this one's called "Staying Up to Catch the Stalker," video 3, May 9th. So not a whole lot going on in this video. She basically said she got no sleep. Nothing ends up happening that night. She just made some coffee, and she's literally trying to now sleep after she made the coffee. She literally says she's just catching us up and not a whole lot else happens.
Jason, welcome back. By the way, I guess I ruined everything.
Yeah, I mean, the second line in the outline did say what we were supposed to be doing for this one, but that's okay, bud.
I didn't even realize I said anything. I
that's
feel
okay.
Bad now.
You get excited, and we know that, and we should have planned for that.
Mike's just such a reviewer.
Yeah, 100%. Like, yeah, you take your whole experience into account.
And I ruin it for everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
There's spoilers at minute 5. So yeah, next episode, it's called "Where Are You, Norwich Mentalists?" And she gets a phone call from this gym that she's supposed to have like an interview with, and they said that they postponed it, and she says that she's a bit gutted. I'm a bit gutted on this whole in it. So yeah, she says she was looking forward to starting working, that she's kind of been bored at home, etc. But you can kind of tell that there's this sense of dread from like that's stemming from this and everything that's been going on.
Oh, yeah.
She's very uneasy living on her own, and you can like almost like it you could cut the tension with like a butter knife essentially. And she keeps asking her viewers, she's like, hey, can you like come visit me, send me emails? Like, her demeanor is changing like rapidly. She hasn't quite hit rock bottom here, but you can tell that like she's not this happy-go-lucky girl that we saw in her first video.
Oh yeah, no.
She's absolutely not having a good time anymore.
No.
So
it, not having a good time.
Straight up. Not
it reminds not me a little time, bit like The drastic downturn of this reminded me of what's that other one we covered?
Dear David.
With the influencer lady. Remember that?
Oh, Sophie. Oh. I'm Sophie.
Yeah, where it just like it started off so
the new queen of YouTube.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it just started off and then it just took
another
such
white
a
woman name.
It just took such a nosedive into like
darkness.
Like, uneasiness.
Yeah.
This is better than Ash vlogs.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what? I don't even remember Ash vlogs. That's how much I didn't care about Ash vlogs.
We got too inundated with the whole thing. And
if you just take Ash vlogs for the videos, I think it makes for a good story. But if you delve deep as we did, you start to want to fucking kill yourself. So yeah, there's that. Anyways, next video. So,
just sit in that for a second.
Let's,
just everyone, moment of silence.
We'll just take a bath in that.
9/11. All right. So, thank you to my subscribers. Is the next video. This video is like, I don't know, like 5 or 6 minutes, right? And she's just addressing her subscribers, thanking them for the views and for, you know, communicating with her. And then she just fucking names off like every goddamn all subscriber that she has. And that's the whole fucking video.
Hooray.
It's great. It's my favorite video. It's the coolest one for sure.
Now
so
you
then
see
we move
why
on.
I just jumbled everything of mine together into one.
Yep.
Well, you see, the next video is called We Are YouTube 2007, The Amazing YouTube Time Capsule. And basically she just talks about that she saw that a time capsule was being buried in London. And that she wants to make a time capsule, but made of videos. So she basically tells everyone to say your name, where you are, and show an object that represents 2007. And of course, it's in video format. Yeah.
Transformers. Yeah. Michael Bay's Transformers.
Yep.
The movie Paranormal Activity.
The housing boom.
This will be... And basically, she's like, yeah, we'll watch it all in 20 years, and it'll be a good time. Great, great, great. And then we get to another video called My Reply to JD, May 21st, 2007. So this is a response video to an email that she had received from someone. And this is a response to the video of the movement that she posted, the like where she showed like that like little clip that you talked about, Matt, where the plant was moving.
Oh, yeah.
And they basically edited this video to show some of the things that we may have missed from just watching her version of it. And what we end up seeing is there's an orb. Yeah, Taylor's version. Nothing changed. There's an orb that we catch on the screen, and they slow it down so you can see it, and you see this like little tiny orb guy fucking floating around and fucking zooming off. And they also
Zach
end
Bagans,
up sending,
what do you think?
He's gonna fight the orb. So they basically sent two web links that was just big informationals on orbs and how to like determine like what kind of orb you're seeing and like if it's dust, if it's bugs, etc. And she thinks that it's probably just dust, even though she's like, it does look kind of weird when it's slowed down. But
it
she's like,
it do be looking orby.
It do be orby looking.
A little orby.
But summer just started and she's like, you know, there's a lot of moisture in the air. There's a lot of pollen floating around. So she kind of like chalks it up to like nothing, and she's like, fuck yourself, JD, I hate you. And then the next video is literally just her profile picture.
It's just a second
is
long.
6 seconds.
Oh yeah,
of her picture, and that's it. And then the next video is called Stalker, May 25th. So she said she was just about to go outside when she found something on her window. This video is actually fairly important, I guess. It's probably one of the weirder ones that we're going to get, but it basically...
It's dirty.
Yeah, it's dirty. She sees on her window...
It's dirty in the bed later, too.
It does.
It does get dirty in the bed later. But she finds a dirty handprint on her window. And she's, you know, she says it looks like mud. When I was expecting it to be blood or something, but you know, that's too much to ask for, right? So she's
is that
like,
shit,
is that fucking poop?
Is that poopy?
That'll never not make me laugh.
It's pretty fucking good. But yeah, so she finds the fucking handprint on her window, right? And then she goes outside and she's like, I'm going to, you know, take a look at this from a different angle. And she sees that the windowsill is like fucking just covered in mud. And that on the top of the window, like where the actual like outer window meets the halfway point, there's another handprint on that. So it looks like someone was trying to like push the window up, but it just left mud hand on the window. And yeah, so she basically says that she cleans the windows regularly, that she had just cleaned it a couple of days ago, and that, you know, this is proof that the stalker had been there within the past couple of days. There's no, she doesn't, you know, she basically ends up chalking it up. She's like, someone's fucking with me again.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. Someone's fucking with me. And it's like, bitch, What is wrong with you?
Yep, someone has no life. That's somebody is dedicating all of their free time.
So yeah, that's
to pranking a stranger,
right? Like
that's really all we get from that video.
Big ass hand. Too.
It's a big ass. It's she actually, small. Yeah, she does like put her hand like up to that.
It's like
print.
Twice the size.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. Like the fingers of that print could like wrap around her fingers. It's kind of fucking wild. But that's all we get from that. So the next video is called "I Must Be Mad." And it starts with her just kind of like sighing and not knowing what to say. She's been waking up to noises outside of her bedroom window like every night, and she's kind of getting, you know, irritated by it. And every time she checks, there's nothing there. She'll hear the noise, check the window, nothing's there. She'll stop, hear the noise, check the window, nothing's there. So she said she's going to set up a sleeping bag in her lounge, which I assume is the living room. But she's going to stay up and basically catch whatever is making the noise. And she's fairly positive that she can get a shot of her stalker so that she can take it to the police. And she basically at this point is starting to doubt her own sanity because she literally calls it "I must be mad." And she's literally telling you as the audience, like, hey, like, you probably think I'm pretty loony. All right. But I'm going to do this thing. And here we go. And that's all we get from that. And then the last video that I have is called "Terrifying Night Part 1." And this is kind of where the series starts to take a turn, I want to say, where we get into the thick of it all. So this video, so
thick.
We know that she wants to catch her stalker, right? So this video starts with this big loud bang. And she was filming, like previously already had it set up, filming outside of her window, how she had been doing. From like the movement video that we saw, she's like trying to see, you know, she has it like set up like right outside her window. So she takes it and starts filming inside of her home. And this is where it gets kind of nuts. All of a sudden the power seems to not be working and she can't like turn any of the lights on in her house. So she hears a noise in her house.
The basement and flip the breaker.
What do they call
it? You need to call my dad at 4:30 in the morning.
The tripper. Right.
The tripper.
Yeah, so she can't get the lights turned on. She hears a noise in her house instead of, like, outside of her house. But she can't fucking, like, figure out what it is or where it's coming from. And then all of a sudden, the power comes back on, and she's in her room now, and she finds this little, like little dirt acorn thing in her bed.
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as she, like, goes to pick it up and look at it, the power cuts again. And then her door to her room starts like violently fucking shaking and like rattling. And then the fucking video cuts. And that's where my videos end.
Well, I have a continuation of that last one.
You
actually
do.
I have several continuations of that last one. Before we get into that. Yeah, it is time, Doug. It's time for you to help me.
I'm going to barf.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, people who love us bought us this in the hopes that we would drink it together. Gross. I'm not going to be the only one drinking this whole fucking bottle.
I don't drink for like the whole month of October and I come back to this bullshit.
I don't know what you expected.
This is how you die. Your liver's not prepared.
Taking the little
oh, yeah.
Pussy shot.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Either way. Thanks again, patrons.
What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Never happening.
There's a bottle here and it's getting empty.
Matt is just going to, he's not going to plan any more trips out this way until he sees visually that that bottle is gone.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Nope.
Not happening.
Again, thanks, patrons. We hate you.
How fun for you guys. I'm just drinking the classic Evie Willy.
Can't I don't even go have wrong. Any liquid on my desk. I have this Portillo's coffee cup that I bought.
There you go. There you go.
That hurts.
Why was it so
not
warm?
Not a sponsor.
Oh, that hurts.
It was just warm.
Yeah.
Oh, it felt like fire.
Oh,
now that's liquid
like
death.
Fire.
Jesus Christ.
Should be a sponsor.
Yeah, Liquid Death.
Did they sponsor the last podcast? Because I noticed Liquid Death sitting on the table in like some of their Instagram videos, and I was like, well, hold on
a second.
Phone.
I actually have a bunch of Liquid Death in my fridge right now. I should have grabbed one just to, you know, be cool like you, Matt, but I didn't.
Hell yeah.
I'll give you free sponsorship until you give us real sponsorship.
And then I'll take it away.
That's how that works, right?
Which one are you drinking?
Capitalism. This is just regular.
Regular death flavor.
Water.
Oh, you drank the sparkling water?
This is regular death flavor.
It's all about the mountain water or the fucking armless palmer.
The armless palmer?
Mm. Yeah, that's what it's called. Armless palmer.
That's one of the teas, isn't it?
Yeah, that's so fucking good.
The lemon tea.
It's so good.
This one
Stop
tastes...
talking them up. We're not sponsored by them yet.
We will, though, until... if we talk them up.
We got to show them a preview of how good it'll be when they do pass.
But then we have to bring
you
it
haven't
down.
Been,
we gotta, we you have to shit been, all over them right after this, just to be like, here's what it could be, but here's what it is.
You haven't been liquid alive until you try liquid death.
Mike's
There's your sponsor
there, yeah.
bit. Save, if you sponsor us, I'll
save
say that,
that until
all
we're
time.
Getting paid.
Where are we?
We're on video 29.
Yeah.
Is where we're at. So the last one we listened to was Terrifying Night Part 1. And I am going to go ahead and go over Terrifying Night Part 2. The description of this one, I just wanted to share. It says, hey guys, after some thought, I've decided to upload what happened after Terrifying Night Part 1. If you haven't seen the first vid, you should watch it before this one. There's more to come, which I will upload in the next day or so. Lou. So, this video opens up. Oh my god. My nose is leaking all over the place. My nose is leaking. All right, we're fine.
It's the vodka.
It's the spiritus. Yeah,
it's not vodka. That's for sure.
No, it's definitely not vodka. I think it's just grain alcohol.
100% neutral spirits distilled from grain.
Yep.
Well, isn't vodka just water and alcohol?
Potatoes.
It's just water and potato.
It's potato based.
I think by definition, the only ingredients that can be in vodka is
potato,
alcohol, and water.
Oh, that's fair. So they just ferment potatoes and then distill it and then pour it in water.
Hmm.
That tracks.
Yeah. I think like by Russian law, at least, vodka has to be, well, the percentage matters too. I think the legal definition of vodka in Russia is 40% alcohol and then 60% water. Period.
Okay.
The only thing that can be in it.
Well, Jay Surprise is telling us that spiritus and grain alcohol is essentially just moonshine made legally, which that tracks because moonshine actually tastes good. And I'm sure
moonshine is just unaged whiskey.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
They just make whiskey and then they don't put it in a barrel.
That shit's so good. I love moonshine.
I do too, actually.
Yeah, it's super sweet. Anyway, so this Terrifying Night Part 2, it opens up with Louise looking at a window, which has been barricaded by a chair at this point. And then when she pans over and we see that the door has also been barricaded. And the first, so this video is like 8 fucking minutes long or some shit. It's very long. It's one of the longer videos we're actually going to watch. First 4 minutes of this are just her spent basically hyping herself up to go open the door. It was shaking and stuff. So this is directly after the fact. It's a little bit lighter out now, so you can tell some time has passed, but she's still trapped in the lounge. So after she hypes herself up, she goes and she opens the door finally. She's got a knife in her hand. And then she's in like this little like hallway area with some more doors. And the next 3 minutes are Louise
hyping
herself up to open.
You can do this. You can win.
Yes, it's just Piccolo from fucking DBZ Abridged. You can't do this. So eventually, another 3 minutes goes by. She's hyping herself up, and she actually opens her bedroom door finally. One of the things, I'm sorry, I forgot. One of the things she does before she actually opens her bedroom door is she like zooms into part of the window and the blind is pulled a bit so you can see into her room, and you can kind of see, like, you can't see much. It's mostly, there's a blind covering it, but you can see that like there's no shadows in there or anything like that. You can tell that it's empty.
Yeah.
And so after this, she gets into her room and, sorry, that's the next video that she actually gets into her room. She keeps like zooming out. Right. She hypes herself up to get into her actual bedroom door, and she just chickens the fuck out because I think she hears a noise from the inside of her room. She runs back into the lounge. She sits down and she zooms into her bedroom window from the lounge. And that's where you can actually see somebody just standing in her room. and she like freaks the fuck out. And then it cuts more or less. It basically ends with her freaking out and saying like, I know I closed that door. I know I closed that door in reference to her bedroom door. And after this, we get the terrifying night part three. And she now works up the courage to open her bedroom door. Finally, she puts a knife in her hand and she throws the door open. She's shocked to see her room in basically complete disarray. Like there's just shit everywhere. It's mud. If you'll remember the last time there is dirt. It's very, very fucking dirty. I mean, if you remember the last time we saw her bed, I think it's when she found that little like acorn thing, like the dirt acorn or like whatever the fuck she found in her bed.
Little dirt corn.
And the one thing you'll remember is that her bed was perfectly made and her room was in like perfect, like it was neat and tidy and clean. Now we're seeing it and it looks like somebody turned over the whole goddamn room looking for something. Like her comforter's thrown off. There's literal dirt all over her bed. And there's just shit everywhere. In the covers / dirt. She does find a wallet and she moves to go get it. And she goes to reach for it. And as she reaches for it, she like notices something and then freaks the fuck out and runs out of the room. Not going to lie, I had no idea what she saw when this was happening.
You can see when she grabs the wallet or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
You see the mattress.
You see,
it looks like something was sitting on it because it raises up.
It raises. Yeah. So in the next
video. And the mattress and everything's like covered in mud and shit.
Oh, it's covered in dirt. It's like somebody took a fucking trowel full of dirt and just like threw it all over the bed. Yeah. Exactly.
It's the same dirt from the handprint. Wow.
Dirty hands.
Dirty bed.
Wow.
You know what they say about a dirty window?
You got a dirty taint.
You got a fucking ghost, I
big
guess.
Cock.
Big cock. Dirty window, fat cock.
Big socks.
It rhymes, it works. So that's the end of the third part. So we move on to Terrifying Night Part 4.
Gigantic penis.
And that's what we're landing
penis
on.
Penis way too hot.
So, way too hot.
I understand. With that video, I understand that she's freaking out because she like... she like grabs that wallet and then she sees the like bed lift up or whatever and she freaks the fuck out and dips out of that room.
Yeah.
I would have maybe been like, oh, sick, a wallet. Is there cash? Like, that would have been my first interaction. Is there cash?
She would have felt really bad later.
Just a bit bad. So in this next one, part four, we cut back to the lounge and we see that the door is very, very closed again. And she goes over how she's barricaded herself back in the lounge and she's going to basically stay there because she doesn't trust, the other points of entry. She reviewed the tape and she does confirm that the bed does move almost like somebody is getting up off of it. And she says that while she was there, she felt like there was another person in the room with her. Like she could feel a presence and she felt it get up off the bed, which is when she freaked out. Like in the video, you can hear her like gasp. And that's, I'm assuming, is when she felt the thing get up and saw the bed move. And then when she ran and screamed is when she felt it move closer to her. Cause that's what she said. She felt like some being, some entity just like get closer. And that's why she freaked out. She also shows the wallet and she shows that she's completely disassembled it, taken everything out of every pocket and separated on the floor for us. So we get to see what's in there. And there's a whole bunch of money. There's some coins. There's some papers. There's some receipts. There's a driver's license and there's a checkbook. And she's going over it and she's getting increasingly like disturbed. And it's almost like it's harder and harder for her to keep her composure. It's almost like her going over this wallet is distracting her from the horrors that have been affecting her up until now. So she shows the wallets and she shows there's a driver's license for somebody named Margaret Watts. And also there's a checkbook with two names. There's Margaret Watts and there's Jay Watts, who we assume is whoever Margaret Watts's partner is, I'm assuming. And it was used as far back as 1993. There's a bunch of receipts. There's a bunch of money in the 10 pound or 10 pence and 50 pence coins, which apparently
a loony and a toonie.
A loony and a toonie, both. There is a magazine clipping, and it's a listing for a house, a Bel Air house in Dunwich, which...
Oh, heck.
Oh, shit.
Dunwich? I literally cannot... I can't...
Now you done Dunwich.
I can't think... The only reason that's included is, like, a slight nod, right?
I have to assume, but I don't really know.
Like, I mean, the premise is... If you've read the Dunwich Horror and in you're reading through the story, like there's a slight similarity to it, so I could see
Is Dunwich a real place?
Yeah, it's several real it's places.
It's not in fucking London.
I mean, the one that we're talking about is definitely not in London. I'm sure there is a Dunwich in London or in England somewhere, but The Dunwich Horror is about a family who gets essentially get isolated from people they know and then get haunted by something in their house.
Wilbur Whateley.
Walls. Right. Yes, Wilbur Whateley.
Wilbur.
Yeah. So it's, I could see that as being a nod, but I also don't know enough about this and like what might cross over. So who knows?
Let's just reach out to.
Yeah. Let's call HP. We'll get his thoughts on it.
Is this the HPCU?
Yes. 100%.
Yes. Yes.
So after she goes over some of the different items that are contained within this wallet, it becomes very obvious that she's like struggling to keep it together. She basically breaks down into tears at this point, and she's like, you can tell that she's snapping at some point. She does not have the same mind that she had when she came into this.
Bless you, my sweet summer child.
Whew.
Good one.
That was a good one.
Hey, you came out of nowhere.
Doing all right?
I felt that one.
Didn't even fucking, no warning.
None.
Just
snot.
Just right out my mouth.
All right. So after that is the end of that last video, which is the part 4 to the Terrifying Night. So after this, we get one called Margaret Watts. Now, this is a video of.
Did you say something about the fact that these are like. Aren't these Terrifying Nights dated and the dates are like 2 days apart? So is she just like sitting on the floor in her bedroom for like 2 days at a time?
So that was one of the things that I wanted to bring up is that the dates on these are compared to like the work being done and especially with the motivations behind said work, I feel like they would have been done a lot fucking sooner.
I'm just like, throwing this sooner. Out there. If I'm noticing some weird spirit shit or something like this, I'm catching live and on camera. Bitch, get a hotel room. What is you doing?
Oh yeah,
get the fuck out of that house.
Money.
All the supported. All the
get the fuck out of that house, man.
The Terrifying Night videos, all of them, they get uploaded the 2 days apart. All of them.
The moment
and then
she's
the next
like,
one
oh,
is
it's not the upload dates either. It's the dates in the titles.
Yeah,
which leads me to believe that she's sitting on her bedroom floor for 2 days at a time.
Right, like it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and from what she said in the description, she said that she would upload more than in a day or so, so it leads me to believe that she's breaking these videos up, but also from what I know about video editing, why the fuck would you do that? So
the moment
that's another
the moment I saw the silhouette of a man outside my door, I'd be like, I'm going to a Holiday Inn, and I'm checking in for at least a week.
I'd be like, oh, weird, I don't live here anymore.
Yeah.
Weird how that works.
Weird.
But yeah, so the dates are all wonky. They're several days apart. And so after it's 2 days apart from all the Terrifying Night videos, and then it's a solid 5 days after she uploads again with the Margaret Watts video. And I know everyone's busy. Everyone gets burnt out and they work and stuff. But if I'm going home to a house that's doing this shit,
what does she do?
See, that's the other thing I have no idea what she does for work.
Oh no, she doesn't do anything.
She doesn't
she's
work.
She's on Monster all the time.
That's
Monster
right.
All the time, looking for a job.
That's right.
Yeah, because
she's job hunting.
She was supposed to have one with the gym, and they told her, "Nah, fuck off." And
right.
She was like, "I'm gutted."
Okay, yeah. So she does nothing, which means she has just a bunch of free time. So I guess that makes a little bit more sense. So she goes on a researching rampage, and she gets all the information she can about Margaret Watts, and she ends up finding the phone number to a house, and she calls it, and a man picks up, and Louise says that she's looking for Margaret, and the guy says, he has this weird reaction to it, like, what? Why? Like, why are you looking for Margaret?
Why?
And he gets, like, a little bit upset that she's asking for her. And he's like, why? Like, what are you doing? Well, we learn that Margaret has been like the man we're speaking to is Jay Watts, the other person that's listed on the checkbook. And we J. also J.J. Abrams. It's a pen
Ice
name.
J.J. Fish.
No.
He delivered Panda Express to my work the other day.
You told again?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
You've had multiple run-ins with this man.
I know.
Yeah.
Both Panda Express
deliveries.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Life works in mysterious ways.
So
it moves in mysterious ways.
So we learned that Jay Watts is the man that's also on the phone now as well. He says, yeah, I'm Jay Watts. Like, that's Margaret was my wife. But the weird thing is that she's been missing for the last 10 years, and I kind of gave up looking for her a couple years ago. Like, it just was not happening, and I had to move on. And they start talking about stuff, and they talk about this information for a long time, and he just seems super incredulous and just, like, shocked that somebody is calling him about it. And she says that she found her wallet. She's got her driver's license, because he even says something to the effect of, you must have found somebody else's information. You had to have. She's like, no, I've got the driver's license. It says Margaret Watts. And then your name is attached to the checkbook, this, that. And the conversation eventually peters out, and he exclaims that he wants to get in contact with her and, like, show up face to face and talk to her. But before they can actually make plans, he ends up freaking out and, like, getting off the phone and hanging up, and the line goes dead. And Louise just starts repeating that, like, this isn't good. Like, this isn't good. And then she shuts the camera off, and that's the end of the video. The next one, called Really Weird, which is uploaded on June 15th of 2007. And it's Louise, and she shows us her door, which is unlocked, and the key is missing, or so she says. She tells us that every night before bed, she always locks the door and puts the key in the same place. And she does a close up. We see the key is missing. We see the door is unlocked, and she's just freaking out, pacing. Honestly, her mind is, like, cracking at this point. And then she goes, I actually found the key. It was sitting right here on my floor, but it's covered in mud. And she close ups it, and you see a bunch of mud on, like, the actual key portion of it. And it's, like, filling the hole to put it on a key ring. And then she, like, freaks for a second again. She says, it's moving by itself. And you see the key start to, like, roll towards the end of her hand. And then it shoots out of her hand. She screams, and the video goes dead again. Next video we get is called EVP reporting. Okay. Yeah. So Doug had told me this earlier, and honestly, when we were picking sections for this, I didn't really know how this, this got broken up. So all of the information is in these last videos. This is where you get all the closure.
Yeah, this is all the fun stuff right here.
Oh, yeah.
This is the GABA to the ghoul.
The GABA to the ghoul. So this next one's called EVP
two
recording.
Two GABA, two ghoul.
Two GABA, four ghoul. Mortals.
It all ties together.
It's just one big or a Mad Lib. So EVP recording, it says June 18th, 2007. And in this one, Louise goes into her bedroom and it's dark out, or it's dark in her bedroom. She pulls the wallet out that she found and all the different items that were contained within onto her bed. And then she pulls a tape recorder out and she says, I'm going to do an EVP recording. I intend to ask this ghost some questions and we're going to see what happens. And then she goes through her list of questions and she asks things like, is there anyone here? Can I ask you a few questions? Are you Margaret Watts, et cetera, et cetera. But she ends with the question, what do you want? And she sounds a little shaken up when she's saying it. And so she stops recording. She rewinds it and she plays the whole thing back. And then nothing weird happens. She goes through the whole thing. The very last question she asked, which was, what do you want? She swears she hears something. And so she rewinds it, cranks the volume, and she plays it. I have no fucking idea what was said. You can you can hear a male voice, and it's like a
to me. It
kind of
sounded like get leave out. My home. Yeah, get out of my home. The generic kind of.
I thought I heard I like get it. Out or something like that. But
I thought it was like show Bob's
show and Vagine.
and Vagine.
And Vagine. It's really hard to make out. You can kind of infer like the direction of the message from the context, but other than you can't really hear exactly what it says. So after this, she freaks the fuck out, starts screaming a bunch more, and then the video cuts very quickly. Okay. Wowie Zowie.
Wowbert Zowbert.
Wow. It sounds weird without saying that.
The wowest.
The wowest of zowists. So after the EVP recording video, not the EVP recording. The Worst Night Ever video is the next one coming up. I think I just started talking about that. Is that right? It's been 5 minutes since I was talking. I don't remember exactly what I was talking about.
I've gone through a lot of emotional distress in the last 10 minutes. So
I don't have a single remembrance.
That's fair.
My man's on the roller coaster.
I'm almost positive I was starting to talk about Worst Night Ever, which was uploaded on June 24th of 2007. And considering some of the videos we've seen in the past 30 some odd episodes of this, if this is the worst night, you're about to have a bad fucking time. So this video opens up with Louise talking about how she caught her hand in her bedroom. She caught a hand in her bedroom window on camera. And there's nobody home that night to do that. And she's like freaking out. She's hyperventilating. She's like going in circles, kind of. She talks about how she packed a bag and she's ready to go. She can't stay there anymore. And as she's talking, she hears this super loud bang off camera. And she like stops and she like looks around and she starts cautiously investigating her door. And as she goes up to it, something like bangs super loud against her door. She screams and she runs outside into the street. From here, she like looks around, looks for like an exit, and she goes, "Oh right, I have a car." And she goes to her car, and she looks at it, and there's
oh yeah,
yeah,
oh
yeah, I have an escape route.
Right, I can go places. She looks
typical
at her car.
White people in a haunted house.
100%, 100%. So she sees her car. She gets to her car and she looks at it. She goes, "Oh, holy shit! There's someone
car.
In my car." she sees somebody sitting in her car,
or
just
nor.
Sitting there. And she goes, "Fuck, there's somebody in my car. Like I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do." So she goes back inside and she's muttering to herself and she's very clearly losing her mind. And she's muttering about how she doesn't know where to go. And she gets inside and she stops and she freezes. And there was a door on the way out that she slammed shut while she was running away. And she gets back inside and she sees that door. And it's now about halfway open. And she knows for a fact that she closed it because she had to get out that door to get out of the house. And that was the door she slammed. So she's
muttering
that
she closed
it.
Yeah, she made a point to be like, "Oh, no, I closed that door." And she's kind of like scared, but like she's not like freaking out. She's like, "Oh, I remember closing this door." There's a lot of shit happening. That's the last thing on the list of like, "Oh, yeah. I thought I closed that door."
Well,
there's a man in your car. There's a man in the house.
Right. She also says that like 40 different times throughout this fucking series.
The door?
If there were a quote from this series, it would be, "I thought I closed
the fucking door."
Because that happened the first time she was dealing with this when she was trapped in her lounge and she was trying to work up the courage to go open her bedroom door. That was the trope here is
I closed that door myself.
Yeah,
I
doors
closed that
don't
door,
stay closed.
Isn't it?
They don't stay closed. They just don't. So she goes back inside. She sees the door is closed, and she softly says that she closed that. And right as she finishes that sentence, the door opens a little bit more, like there's someone behind it, and she screams her fucking head off. And from here, she sprints directly to the bathroom. And this scene reminded me so much of Post Content. From like the very end of that series, when he sprints into the bathroom and then gets like dragged the fuck out of it, like the
oh my god,
the seeing the door and the handle, it reminded me of it and it flooded my brain with Post Content. So that's where my brain was at for this episode.
Is it? Have we been doing this long enough where we can start like revisiting topics?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Let us know. Let's go.
Yeah, Redux.
If you guys
remastered.
If you've been here for a while, do you want to listen to the same shit again? Let us know.
Yeah,
send us an email, maybe a Facebook.
This house has people in it.
No.
again.
No.
Go our flag. Go horribly. We're doing,
this is, yes. This is our flag. Yeah, we'll do Ash Vlogs part two.
Yeah, Ash Vlogs.
It'll be great.
We just did it, but we'll do it again.
We'll do it again. Fuck it.
Month. I'll do it again.
Ash Vlogs month. Let's go.
So Louise is in the bathroom now, and she's freaking out. She's hyperventilating, and she's like trying to process what's happening. And as she does, she becomes increasingly more terrified of everything around her. Her whimpers start to grow more into cries, and as that happens, the bathroom door handle turns and like almost starts to open, and she races to hold the door shut. When she gets there, she starts hyperventilating, and she's just breathing super hard. There's tears running down her face, and she starts breathing like faster and faster, and it's almost like it's harder for her to take a full breath. And at the end, she's like really struggling to take a breath. And as the lights go out,
she's like, "Oh, the battery's gonna die on my camera."
Yeah, yep, that's right. The battery was dying on her camera, so the light actually for the camera goes out before the recording stops. And
which always happens when your battery dies, it doesn't just everything off; it just kind of
it's just one at a time over the course of three-fourths of a second, right?
Yeah.
No, nothing to read into here. As the light dies, she does exclaim, and she tries to yell out more or less, but it's in very labored breathing that she can't breathe. It's almost like something sucking the air right out of her lungs. So she's saying that she can't breathe, and the video cuts, and we're done there. After this, we get a video called Lizzie's Here. And this one, I do want to read off the description for this one. It says, "Hi all, Lou and Lizzie here. Lizzie's come to stay, and we are getting drunk. We've got a week of relaxing planned. We're going to be seeing the sights and getting drunk. Sorry, that was Lizzie. I'll let her have her own say now. Lizzie here. Hi, all of Louise's friends. I've come to cheer Lou up. The video you are about to watch has been edited to remove all references to Joel. I'm being budged off the keyboard now, so I have to let you go. See you soon, Lizzie. It's Lou back now. Here's to a cool week free of strangeness. We'll shoot some videos over the week and post them. If anyone has emailed me and I haven't gotten back to them, I'm sorry. I'll mail you soon. Love lots, Lou and Lizzie." So in this video, we learn that Lizzie is back in the London area. If you'll remember, this is the friend that lived, I think, in northern London. Well, Lou is in South London. So she's back and they are hanging out. And apparently she's here to essentially help cheer Lou up because she's had a fucking time. They talk about Lou's fish. I mean, they try to keep her mind off of everything. They spend a lot of time on the aquarium and like what's in there, how long they've had them. She says she got the whole thing for like 15 pounds plus another one. So she's got two total fish tanks and that's helping keep her mind off things. And then they talk about the weirdness that's been happening. And she mentions that her coat is missing from the laundry room where she put it. And at the end of the sentence, the audio goes super, super glitchy and slow. It's almost like it slows down by like twofold. The video
it does
actually,
that. It's a like couple sprinkled times. In through a couple yeah. videos. It yeah. does that. Yeah.
And it's after this happens,
like glitches
usually,
in the audio or the video.
And then the video
glitches.
Yeah. The video cuts out right after the audio starts going super slow-mo. And that same thing happens here. So after all of that happens, after the dead video is done, there's the rest of the video is essentially about them drinking and asking about, Lou's friends, Lizzie's friends, where they've been, what they've been doing, and essentially just catching up. There's not a whole lot of strangeness to this, aside from the mention of her coat going missing from the laundry room after she put it there. Like that was a very, very quick cut to some weirdness. And then finally, we get to the very last video in this entire series, and it's simply called Please Help in all caps. And this one, the description is very important, honestly. So if you haven't read it, go read it. But it says, I don't know what's been going on. When I got into the bedroom a few minutes later, Lou wasn't there. I don't understand where she could have gone. There was just her mobile phone and the camera. This is what was on the tape. Are you messing with me, Lou? Because if you are, it isn't funny. Is this some kind of stunt? Does anyone on here know anything about it? Seriously, I'm really worried. This isn't like Lou at all. I've been back to the house, and it's just like it was when I left it. It doesn't look like she's been back. I'm going to take this tape to the police so it might get pulled. Watch it while you can, and please, if you can help, let me know. Thanks, Lizzie.
This is like the first time that we see a description actually matter.
Yeah, this is, I included a couple of my descriptions just to show you what they were going to be like, but this is one of, this is the one that, like, this one matters, and this video makes no sense without this description, like, at all.
The video itself is strange to me because, like, it's just two gals hanging out in a haunted house.
Right, and there's like, yeah. like it doesn't look like anything happens. It does not look like anything actually happens.
Well, there's feet.
There's feet.
Oh, no, a lot happens in this video. But, like, the weird thing is it starts off, like, the last video ended with her, like, gasping in the bathroom for air because some
entity
is, like, fucking with her.
Yep.
And then the next video is her hanging out with her friend, drinking wine in the house like nothing happened.
Well, so this is the thing. This is how I interpreted this video. And I don't really know. There's no, like, yes or no for how this, like, how you're supposed to interpret, like, a lot of these, right? So
yeah,
when I was watching this one, the, like, kind of like jarring jump that we take from the last episode to this episode, we get what I like to trope in, like, a typical, like, paranormal episode of something as the, are they possessed yet or not? Because that's kind of the vibe you get where
it is
when someone knows they're in a fucking haunted house and they start acting like it's normal and then bringing others into the situation is when you're like, that bitch is possessed now, huh?
It goes from like
body snatch.
It goes from like 0 to 100 so quick because like nothing's happening and the lights go out and then just shit hits the fan.
And then it's just, it's a dead sprint all the way to the end. And the end, well, we'll get there in just a second. So So again, so the last part of this description, so after she gives her thanks, she says, I got cold feet last night and I pulled this vid. I wasn't sure if showing it was the right thing to do. I'm posting it again now, as I'd like anyone who knows anything about what's happened to come forward. I'm going to the police tomorrow, so if anyone knows anything about Lou's disappearance, please get in touch now. Thanks. So that's a super, like, foreboding message to read right before you're watching this video.
Because you go into this thing.
Like, you see Lou, like, in the last video, and honestly, you see her the whole time in this video. Like, it's
she's, like, happy in the last one, too.
I'm actually curious.
Like, she was definitely crying in the bathroom and not being able to
I mean, not the last one,
but,
sorry. I mean, when her, like, friends around, like, you see, like, that tonal shift, her friends here, and it's, like, nothing's happening.
When Lizzie
shows
up.
I'm curious, how many people actually read the description of a video before they watch it, like...
See,
I have to remind myself to even look at him when we do this shit.
That is a learned behavior on my part for sure. Because before we started doing this, I did not. But after like Kepler E, like yes, seriously,
I don't know what y'all are talking about, but I just kicked my cat in the head on accident.
Oh. So what happens in this final video?
He was Dwayne. Now he's just
Dwayne. No, it's just Joe.
So in this video with this super ominous preface as the video description, here's what happens. This is a direct continuation from the last video. It actually replays the last 2 seconds of the, what was it called? Not please help. Lizzie's here. It's the last 2 seconds of Lizzie's here. It gets replayed at the very beginning of this video to let you know that this is happening right afterwards. And so it shows it and it keeps going afterwards and it's them talking for a second and then it cuts to black and then the camera pops open again and we see Lou sleeping on the couch in the lounge and we hear Lizzie in the background saying like, hey, like this is just me. I'm checking on Lou. I know she had told me that she's been struggling with a lot of stuff here lately and this was kind of some
there's ghosts.
Yeah, like there's some weird shit going on here. I'm just gonna check everything out with this camera just to give her and me some peace of mind. So she does. She takes a tour of Lou's house by herself just to check everything out, make sure everything's okay. And she's walking through, everything looks fine in the bedroom. She walks out, she makes some comments about like she doesn't know why the house is set up like this or like this, that, and the other. And just a bunch of comments about everything is just, it looks kind of normal. So everything looks normal and there's a hard cut and we come back to the video and it shows, Lizzie and Lou talking like
frantically. Like they're talking something through. You're not sure what yet, though, but they're freaking out. They're like, they're trying to, you finally understand they're trying to get out. They're trying to leave. And they, for whatever fucking reason, they cannot. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't understand because they're like, well, they're trying to leave and they're like, where are the keys? And she's like, it's on the door.
And you go, no, it's not.
Do they not have doors in England that you can unlock without the key on the inside?
So we do get
she's saying it's on the door or in the door?
It's in the door. She leaves it in the door, leaves it on the door. Right. It doesn't matter. Like, either way,
there was like this like lock in. Up on the top of the door.
She shows us exactly where she puts her keys every day.
Who the fuck leaves her keys in the lock?
That's what I'm. It's literally it's like a hook right above the lock.
The British. Like
It's just right there. So like she's showing that and she's screaming that like they're not there. And Lizzie's like, how do we get out? Why can't we get out?
She starts freaking out. She's like, they're on the door. They're on the door.
At this point, I'd be out the window. I'd just be like, for fucking real. This fucking chair's going through the window.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
But this, I felt this. Like, the moment that she was like, where are the keys? They're on the door. No, they're not. She's like, they're on the door. And just starts
the panic.
Immediately breaking down. Like, I felt that shit.
The acting is incredible.
Yeah, I felt anxiety with that.
Yeah, 100%. And
like her whimpering in the videos where she's like filming the dude.
Yes.
Like it's so believable.
It's so convincing and she does such a good job.
I have many things to say about this, but I need you to finish.
So this last video, it shows that's a fun conversation.
I have so many critiques. I need you to stop first.
I need you to stop telling me how good it is. one thing I will mention is that Lizzie does preface this by saying that it's about 11:32 p.m. when this is happening, saying that Lou's a lightweight, and so she goes to the house, sees everything is fine, and she's like, oh, okay, that's fine. Comes back again. They're frantically trying to get the door open. The keys are missing. The lock won't open, even though it locks manually from the inside. When they're screaming, they're trying to get out, and I think Lizzie finally realizes what's happening, that they're trapped. What is happening right now? What is
it's just we're just immature, that's all that's happening.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay. Is something I said and I just don't realize?
No, it was literally just me saying the thing and then Matt making it sexual and then Mike thinking it was funny.
And now he's inconsolable. Here goes oh my god, the glasses are coming off. Wait for it.
I don't even know what you're saying, Mike. I don't even know what you're saying.
You just sound like the Swedish chef.
I just kicked my cat again.
That's convulsing. What is happening right now?
It's because Mike keeps trying to talk, but we can't understand a fucking word he's saying.
Mike and Doug kicking his cat again.
Oh, yeah, no, I did. I definitely did just kick my cat. He's like hanging out under my feet, and I fucking
took the CK right off his name.
There's like a guy. I imagine like a guy and a lady like having sex. And he's just like super into it. And he's just like, no, hang on, I gotta critique you. And he busts out like a clipboard. And he's got like his glasses like to the brim. He's just like, so this is what you did wrong.
Editor's note, cut this all. Cut out all of this, editor's note. Not funny.
Wowie zowie, because that's for sure a cut, wowie, right?
For sure.
Nope.
It might not be. Who knows? Either way, so Lizzie and Lou screaming bloody murder. The lights go out. Lizzie screams something about looking for the trip box, which is the breaker box in American. Lou goes to look outside, apparently. And as she goes to lock the door, open the door. Someone just bangs the ever-living fuck out of the front door. So she screams again, runs back inside. Lou and Lizzie are standing facing each other, like kind of debriefing about what's happening. Lou freaks out and turns the camera to her left. And she says, I swear to God, like something touched me. I'm not sure what. So we see shot of her arm where we see like four different marks, almost like fingers. The audio slows down a whole bunch. Lizzie begins to panic a bunch, and something is heard screaming from the other part of the, like another part of the house. And I know you wanted to say something about this, Doug.
Nah, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh no, it sounds
all right. It was Mike.
This it was a Tom and a Jerry ass scream.
It is.
It was a like, Wellheim scream.
It sounds like when Tom gets like a hammer on his foot. And he's like, ah.
It was legit. It was a tuned down Wilhelm scream, is what it was. Someone just tuned the bass down. But yeah,
it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I lost my shit when I heard that. So they start panicking. They hear this scream, and Lizzie goes, "We have to get out of here," and she fucking bolts. So Lizzie bolts, and she gets ahead of Lou. And in the process, as they're running out of her bedroom, the door slams shut, which traps Lou inside. And you can hear Lizzie on the other side saying, like, "Oh my God, what's happening?" or like something like that. So Lou is locked inside her room. And we see from Lou's perspective as she tries to get out, there's a bunch of banging, there's a bunch of frantic turning, and we almost see like the camera just like drop and then it just cuts. It's a super, super quick one after the other. And that is fucking everything that we are left
with. It's like a weird, it's not even just like a cut, it's like a slow mo, like it slows down the audio cuts. It's very strange.
It's very strange.
Yeah, but you do see the feet.
You see some feet.
You see some feet.
They show feet for free.
Two pair feet free.
Air Force Ones, baby.
Bare Force
they're
One
like
feet.
Long and gray and appendagey.
Yeah, they're not great. It's they're alien for sure. They're not not don't belong to me. I mean, they might. I have long ass toes.
This is the Baba Duke.
Baba Duke.
Daddy Book.
Yeah, it ends very
gay icon.
Scary,
yeah.
Gay icon.
No, he does. Robert is very gay icon.
Top.
He has a top hat.
Asking for a friend.
You know, it's either like top or like supreme power bottom.
Nah,
one
of the
two.
Okay. The
Baba Duke.
He a bottom for sure.
He's not just a bottom. He's not just a power bottom. He's a trampoline.
Holy
the Baba
shit!
The Baba Dusty is strong, man. You
Baba Dusty is
that.
Strong with this Gussy. So
that's it. That's
what we're left with. And
that's
again,
it. We're done.
From the description, we can surmise that Lizzie found a camera and a cell phone in the bedroom, but no person. Which means what the fuck happened?
It's wild because like
now, do we want to rip the band-aid off? Actually,
question.
I know we've kept this very secretive.
What band-aids are left?
Question though. Who uploaded the last video?
Lizzie.
But how does she have her fucking YouTube logins and shit?
She had it before. She commented on
it. It was 2007. You think people are putting passwords on their laptop?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was probably just the password was password, right?
Or yeah, it was just like there. It was just linked to her account.
It was just Luis.
Yeah. I mean, she was typing in the last one, but that's because she had access. But maybe it was autofill. But when did autofill come out? Because I know autosave didn't come out until 2008.
Sure.
Which is a year after this. So who knows?
I thoroughly enjoyed this, like, when it, halfway through. The first, like, I get it because, like, this is, I would say, one of the starting, like, unfictions. You know what I mean? Like, this is one of them that started everything.
It's so fucking 16 years old. I don't know if I would consider this an unfiction. I would, this is straight up
it's
a
found footage
film.
Horror.
Found footage horror. Yeah. Yep.
It's a, it's a found footage film that's just divided indeed.
I guess when I say unfiction, I mean it's written off as not a movie. It looks like it's blog. It's all on YouTube.
It's
so
nonfiction
they mask
adjacent.
It.
Right.
Yeah,
there's
they
no
mask
credit
it.
Role.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
it,
yeah. And
Linkin Park doesn't go in for the credits.
No, I feel that though.
I enjoyed it. I think because it was such a new genre. They didn't know what to do, which would explain the first half of bullshit that you don't really need.
I think the first half of bullshit, though, really,
they could have
like,
used
builds
it
up the setting and the character.
Yes, I think they could have done more with it than what they did, though, is what I mean.
I don't think they needed to, honestly. I think if they would have done any more,
isn't it like the first 30 minutes of Paranormal Activity bullshit?
It's all bullshit. It's all you're trying. So my thought process is just like with any found footage horror movie, you're trying to set up some sense of normalcy. You're trying to make the main characters look like they're normal fucking human beings. And that's
almost all of the Blair Witch Project bullshit.
Yeah, I guess, 5 minutes.
Like, I guess I'm looking at that movie so much.
I think I'm just looking at it too much. I'm looking at too much like it's a movie, because like in a movie, like even in the beginning, if there's bullshit in the beginning of it, they sprinkle in like little themes and like hints of what's going to happen. Like, for example, like where she finds like the coin in this.
Well, they should have introduced
that like day one, because in the first video she's like, "I've been here for 10 days."
But that's not even
that ties into the wallet thing. But
that's what I'm saying. I think I'm looking at it too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like day 10 is a minute and a half in. Right. You know what I'm saying? So like,
it's hard. They have to.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. They have to sprinkle in that normalcy first. To make it seem like, oh, here's a character that we can like, you know, identify with.
This person is not an actor.
Yeah. Here's like, the thing.
You also have to set up the why is she in a new location?
Which they did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's why you have two videos of Scooby-Doo shampoo or whatever.
Right.
So,
yes, you're right.
Also, if the entire video, if the entire series is like, hey, I'm blogging for my family and shit like immediately starts going down, it's totally unbelievable.
And also, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, none of the shit you were just talking about like matters at all.
There's a couple things that I want to bring up with this as well. That like, I know Matt, you mentioned before. This whole thing benefits and hurts by it being made 16 years ago on a shitty camera. Because it benefits it, because you can hide a lot of like the effects or whatever, and everything seems more real because it's such low quality. But I think that also hurts it, because some of the things where she's like for example, she's like, "Oh, there's someone in my car." I couldn't see fucking shit.
I couldn't
be honest.
Really? So, I didn't see shit.
I feel like really. Yeah, I feel like some of the big
things I thought I did, but I was like, I don't know if I really did or not.
That one was super fucking obvious. Like, I saw that before she said anything.
Well, I feel like some of the big things. It looked like a hooded figure, but at the same time, I was like, what the fuck am I looking at? Like, I wasn't 1,000% convinced that I knew what I was looking at, but when she said
it's a person in my car, I wouldn't have known.
You
just can't tell.
Okay.
I feel like if it was a modern day thing. Yeah. If it was a modern day thing and we had the better camera and everything, you would be able to see that better.
Oh, yeah.
But again, I feel like part of the mystique.
You said you can't hide imperfections as well.
Right. I feel like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it would have helped if I could see it better, but at the same time, I feel like part of the mystique and the suspense is I can't fully see what she sees, and I think that adds to the horror a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's freaking her out. I can't really see it all the way.
It also lets you invent the horror by filling in the gaps in your own mind, because when she's going crazy, she's like running around the apartment and stuff, you're like, did I just see something?
Exactly, yeah. But again, I can't really see... in general, because everything's pixelated because that's how it is.
That's part of why, like, I think that's where my enjoyment from this part came, or this whole series came, is simply because those super pixelated, like, not fully detailed things, like, my brain would fill in gaps and, like, put things moving.
I both loved and hated it.
The fucking bush that we were talking about earlier. I wholeheartedly, for a solid minute while I was watching this, I thought for a fact that was supposed to be like a monster or some shit. Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's exactly what I was talking about earlier when I was like, I am so conditioned to be looking past what I'm watching now that I'm like, all right, there's like, I'm looking in the corners of shots instead of actually watching the shot
itself.
You're
missing it.
So, for something,
there's this shot where she opens her bedroom door and there's a coat hanging on the front door, and I shit myself.
Yeah. Oh, dude, same. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what shot you're talking about.
Yeah. I both love and hate that it's low quality. I love it because it helps, and I hate it because it doesn't help at the same time. It's very weird.
I like it. I think the reason I like it in this one is because it almost brings me back to Kep 3.
Yeah.
Because it's almost that low quality and that like that kind of like graininess to where what you're seeing is like, they even do this. It's almost like unparalleled how the shots in this and Kepler E actually do the same kind of like spooking.
Yeah, minus like the cryptic, like second and a half shots. And like,
right,
like,
right. Yeah, Kep3 has a whole.
It's an ARG. Like,
yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Right.
Whereas this was like literally just meant to be.
Since we're here,
a film.
Just wait till we do our low quality shit on this bad boy.
Just
oh yeah.
Basically, take Mike's
fucking
camera.
Mini VHS, baby.
But
wait, can you play that like a trumpet?
Play me like a trumpet.
More like a tuba. Because your cock is so fat. Fat cock.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, man, if you're ever looking for a blowjob, I know a guy.
So can we all agree that this was done well for being 16 years old?
Yeah,
is that kind of where we're trying to go?
This was a fucking masterpiece for being 16 years old. And I know, like, I wanted to try and present this like that it was actually a girl.
There's shit
this,
today that can't hold up to this.
Oh, 100%. You know? And that's kind of my point is 100%. That
I think this is way better than like lots of TikTok whores and shit.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the shit we've talked about.
I know we've kind of
something to do with the fact that it was made by a filmmaker though.
I was about to say I know I kind of ripped the Band-Aid off early, but back in like 2007 when this was being made, a lot of people thought it was fucking real.
Oh,
it wasn't until
just read the fucking comments.
State that.
Yeah.
It wasn't until
people
about 2010.
Stupid. Most of them thought this was real. But that also lends credence to the fact that this is like one of the earlier YouTube AR. Like, honestly, Mike, I'm going to lend some credence to the fact that you call this an unfiction simply because, like, in the loosest sense of the word, it is because it's not fiction, but it's not nonfiction. It's an unfiction. Mm. It's not real, but it's not real. It's as real as your brain lets you make it. And that's kind of why this was so impressive 16 years ago, because that didn't really fucking exist.
Which is upsetting because I feel like it's definitely immersive. And I don't think this really got the credit it deserved because they did it so early on in the YouTube world.
16 years ago. And the most popular video has under 300,000 views.
Right. And that's kind of.
They have one that's about 500,000, I think. The last one.
Okay, either way, under a million. It's under a million. It's 16 years?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And that's saying something, though. Like, for us, like, I feel like we've become kind of like, you know, internet horror snobs, essentially.
Yeah.
Yet here we are looking at this, like, and I hate to say it, almost ancient piece of media.
16
from
years
YouTube
is ancient when it comes to the internet.
That is doing better than some things that we've covered in the past, you know, couple years.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
Like, and that's kind of awesome because A, it feeds into my love of just like found footage horror films. But it also kind of feeds into the, like, they were doing something different before we were saying people needed to start doing something different.
Right.
And, like, we didn't even realize.
Said this, and I'll say it again, and I know it really upsets some people, but I really think a lot of it has to do with the fact that in 2007, people weren't making money on YouTube.
Yeah.
People weren't doing stuff with that intention.
I love that.
Like, I know that this was like an audition for this actress and that this was like a film that was made by a filmmaker, but it's like he didn't even put his name on it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
like, hey, YouTube is this cool thing. Let's do it.
Let's fuck it. Let's do
it. And it's fun because she was like super humble about it. She's like, no. She's like, I'm not the star. The writer's the star.
What? Speaking of that, do we want to talk about the interview that
might as well
had?
So before we touch on it, a lot of people thought this was real up until
tons.
3 years later in 2010 when we finally got like an interview, an article about this.
This article was from 2022.
Dude, this is last year.
This interview happened in 2022.
There's one from 2010 by the Venetian that I read.
Okay.
Cover this. Yeah. The Venetian.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, the Venison. But they covered it as well. But go into it a little bit if you'd like.
Yeah. No. I mean, so
penis.
There was an interview with the actress that played Louise Paxton from and this is kind of where we get the information that this was called In the Dark, because nowhere.
Yeah, you don't know that.
It doesn't say that shit anywhere. But this is where we get it. And it's by So the person who plays Louise Paxton is an actress, yeah, named Zoe Richards. And yep, you are right. It's VenetianVase.co.uk. I don't know how credible that is or anything, but this is a whole interview with Zoe, who plays the part of Louise Paxton.
I think the Venetian also interviewed the director, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but I'm gonna touch on just the. It was not long. It was a super short piece, mm-hmm. and it basically goes over the fact that it confirms that this was a fiction piece, and it confirms that there were people paid to play the parts. So everybody who was worried that this was actually like a thing that was going on, they can calm their fucking tits about it.
We also, yeah, there's a lot of people being like, hey, please like reach out. Yeah, please reach out, Louise. Please like reach out. Like someone like message me back.
You don't have to, though. A lot of those were fake as well. The director in one of the interviews said, I was the one doing a lot of the comments.
Yeah. You can, I will say, you can tell the ones that like were, and I think this is just simply because we've researched so many of like these similar topics where people plant.
Louise, your SAG insurance is about to expire. That's one of the comments.
But no, like. We've gone through so many fucking YouTube comments that we can tell the difference between like a plant that's supposed to be there versus like
I'm an idiot.
Well, I think there's one thing that's really funny is that
I appreciate
there was like one person, I forget the name, that was like definitely a planted fucking comment.
It was Greg, I think.
But there was another person. It was like they were like, hey, I'm not trying to like poo-poo on your videos, but like, why the fuck is the police not involved at this?
Yeah.
Like they just like wouldn't shut the fuck up about
every video.
And it was like literally every video, every comment, like was the same thing. And it was like, bro, like chill out. Like, how are you not understanding what's happening at this point? Like,
right.
Well, keep in mind, this was like 2007.
I get it. But like at this point, like, oh no, paranormal shit's happening and they keep uploading videos to YouTube. Like, get your head out of your fucking ass, bro.
Actually, edited videos. It's because it wasn't 2008 yet, so nobody could be 2000 late.
Fuck. I kind of want to look into like the believabilities for 2007. Because again, that's when Paranormal Activity came out. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. That's when like the mainstream started to be. Like they got alerted to the fact that, hey, there's a whole genre of movie called found footage horror that toes the line of fiction and
reality. Found footage in general, I feel like, was kind of getting a little bit bigger because we had Cloverfield come out around this time. Paranormal Activity was in development.
Paranormal Activity, everybody was shitting their pants over it, which was the same year.
100%. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been experimented with like several times. I mean, even since like the 70s, there have been found footage horror movies. Granted, they are anywhere near what they are today, but
I think there's an original found footage, and I don't actually think it's the alien one, the McPherson tapes.
That's
like the original.
That's the original
found footage film.
That's from like the 80s, right? Late 80s.
I want to say it's early 90s.
Early 90s. Okay. But,
I mean, Blair Witch was almost 10 years before this.
Blair Witch was like 96, 97.
So like this trope has been around for a bit. I will say they did a fantastic job with what they did.
I think YouTube was a cool way to do it, but they would have struck gold if they would have just made a movie. Like
I disagree personally.
See,
I don't think there is as much of a premise here to make it a one shot hour and a half long thing. I think breaking it up into small YouTube segment chunks worked perfectly.
I would have assumed that they would have done it different if it was a feature length film though. Like,
plus
that's upset somebody else. I'd rather watch an hour and a half of this uncut than watch Skinamarink again.
Dude,
oh damn!
I still have not watched that, and I need to.
Skinamarink is fine for what it is. It's just an art piece, and that's really all I can say about it.
Yeah,
it's not something. It's not one of my favorites. That's for sure.
I hear it's just a giant atmospheric piece, and that's about it. Yeah.
It's supposed to make you feel like you're like a little kid and you don't know what the fuck is going on.
Essentially, what you have to do is take peyote before you fucking watch it, and then it'll work.
Cool.
It was just fine. That's really all I can say about
this
it.
This is devolving into a bonus. I was saying,
let's keep the movie talk to Dad.
We can't not talk about it, but I want to say one thing about this that I think they did well is that, for someone that I am a big found footage fan. Like, I love watching found footage and I love the feel of found footage. There is a certain amount of dread and uneasiness that comes with doing these, where when you're watching it and it almost comes from the shakiness of the camera and the exasperated fucking whining that comes from the character behind the camera, where a lot of the things that I would base what I think is scary off of now kind of comes into play with the movie Hell House.
Yeah. Oh my God. Because
I think that is a terrifying movie.
That's one of the most terrifying movies that ever existed.
And I think for what they did in 2007, where they basically don't show you anything, almost amplifies the scary factor for this series, even though
it lets your mind flood itself with its biggest fears.
Right.
With unbridled affection.
This is never going to end.
This has been Don't Look Up There. Slap your beans against your beans.
Guys, I'm...
Goodbye. And now we stop. We just stop right here.
Wouldn't that be some shit?
Okay.
Okay. We're just gonna talk.
I'm game with it. I'm game. We can just stop. You know, just fucking hard cut done episode.
I kind of just want to just cut it off there.
All right. Well, this was a thing, and we talked about it.
Nope. You know how you can. Nope. But no, we have to shout out things. So.
Welcome back to Inner Night. This week will be the first of our monthly messages for full members for your group. We just know you will be coming back for more. Your personalized spiritual guide suggests for this week that you give up unnecessary worldly possessions to make room for yourself. Of course, keep things that are sentimental. However, sometimes there is clutter that can negatively affect your mental health. Even the tiniest pile of unnecessary things can drastically affect your life in the long run, so it's time to do some fall cleaning before the storm hits. You know it's coming. Your lucky numbers for this week are 104, 116, 116, 112, 115, 58, 47, 47, 98, 105, 116, 46, 108, 121, 47, 51, 115, 103, 119, 56, 88, 120. We personally also request that all full members be on the lookout for individuals roaming your local area who might occasionally exhibit strange or paranormal powers. These individuals might also have odd appearances. This is normal and you must stay calm. They like to come out during Yuletide season. Do not approach them, however. That is everything for this week. Remember to send a message of encouragement to another member. We are watching. Good night.